Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I have subjected myself to the television show last night on CNN featuring Dana Bash, Vice President Harris, I do believe, playing the part of the wacky neighbor. And Tim Walz, the zany, befuddled Tommy Boy character. It was painful. It really was absolutely painful. But one of the things she said was that Bidenomics worked. And she's very happy she was able to bring down inflation. I wish I had been in the room just to explain my little example of explaining inflation, right? You start at 200 pounds and you're getting 10 pounds in a year and 15 pounds in a year and 8 pounds the next year. And you say, oh my gosh, well, I've gained all this weight. But look, my weight gain has decreased. That's what they do with those inflation numbers. So I want to talk a little bit about that, rather. But I also want to talk about the CEO summit that's coming to Liberty University. And luckily for us, fortunately for us, Dr. Dave Bratt of Liberty University, a senior vice president out there for business affairs, is joining us. All of the opinions are his and his alone. I always want to make sure everybody knows that. But I definitely need to get the information on that CEO summit coming off. Dave, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, love being on. Thanks, Jeff. Always great.
Thank you, sir. The pleasure is mine. Now, I absolutely want to get what you have to say about the vice president last night, but I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that your CEO summit at Liberty is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's right. And all the business friends I had in Richmond and surroundings, more than welcome. Just look me up at Bratt Economics on Getter, and there's an email. Contact me there. We're having, I'll shoot you the flyer. You won't believe who we're having. It's world-class people who run the world. Okay. And then our students and getting to see Liberty University. So just great day. And ready to discuss the Harris CNN puff piece.
Okay, well, just have at it. You can begin anywhere you want because, frankly, it was all the same.
Yeah, well, and I heard Charlie Kirk today, and usually I don't pay attention to things like this, but the just the production of it was bizarre.
Yes.
They had Walz sitting up there, looked like he was a 6'8 guy, mm-hmm. and then she's sitting in the back behind the table. And then the questions from CNN, you know, I mean, Dana Bash, you know, I mean, it was, you know, cheerleading lessons, but yes. she felt tortured to have to ask a few key ones, like, well, what about Bidenomics?
Yep.
And then Harris, they were just non-responsive. She would just pivot, you know, in politics, you're trained to pivot so you don't have to tell the truth.
Right.
And she would just go off and talk about prescription drugs and whatever.
Yep.
So the people in the country, I mean, you got a real choice in front of you, right? There are just wars going around the world right now. You're living with the inflation, the border invasion, and mm-hmm. it's all just obvious for everyone to see, and she didn't address any of it. So that's the problem.
None of it. If only journalists had an actual standard of duty or a...
right.
Right? I mean, because somebody would have lost their license for that thing
yeah.
last night. But you're right about the production value. This is why, Dave, in all candor, I can't even refer to it as an interview. It was a television show, and all they needed was the... I wish they would have had Carlton the doorman from the old Rhoda show, the guy who was always drunk and passing judgment on the world, because it was absurd. The whole flipping thing was just absurd.
Yeah, and so, you know, I hope we get a debate, you know, a vice presidential mm-hmm. debate and then yeah. a presidential debate, so you'll see. But, you know, what the thing really shows you, and there was a piece, I couldn't believe, the Wall Street Journal, who's no friend of Trump, right? They
right.
can't stand him. But they had a great piece a couple of days ago about how we have an executive branch now without a president.
Yes.
And it was obvious, right? And the left, right? The evidence comes from the left. They said Biden was no longer fit to hold office. They got rid of their own guy who was president.
That's right.
But yet he's still president.
Yeah.
And now they have Kamala coming up to be the commander-in-chief, right, when everybody knows that we have serious problems, and she doesn't have any experience in that realm. And so it's not a knock against her. It's a knock against the system. We're about ready to put in place the most powerful position, someone who's not equipped to do it. And, you know, and we're just giving shorthand notes here. But if anyone's serious about ideas and thoughts, you need to watch the Tucker interview with Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z, this week.
Okay.
It was two or three days ago.
Yeah.
And Benz's thesis is just fascinating. He says we do not have any domestic policy right now. It's all coming from the globalist forces, right? The State Department, the CIA, the CIA cutouts. They own and run the media, along with Big Pharma, Big Agriculture. RFK Jr. has been on that. The two superstars out of Stanford are also on that.
Yeah.
But just Google Tucker Carlson, and up will come that interview with Mike Benz. It's an hour and 20. I've had to watch it two or three times just to get the basics down.
No kidding.
You know, in science, we got this thing. You know, if you go point by point by point down Benz, and you can't falsify, right? If you cannot falsify any of the points he's making, which are all just factual claims, then in the end, you might have to accept his argument, right? I mean, this is reason is just no longer with us, right? Yeah. If a leftist, if I'm confronted with a leftist argument that makes sense and everything, every point they're saying is true, and once in a while that happens, right? That happened back with Bernie Sanders. He could string together a bunch of very interesting facts,
right?
And I got to talk to him in the White House once, and I said, "Bernie, you think this is the case?" And he goes, "Yeah, Dave. What the hell you think's going on with there? What the hell you think's going on? Right? That's of course that's what's going on." And I said, "Got to tell you, I agree with you." And so, you know, I think everybody just put the politics away, and just follow arguments and make up your minds. Right? No one's thinking anymore.
That is the problem. There is nobody clearly that is thinking about these issues. It is a sense of immediacy, and whether that originated with the Twitterverse or the TikTok world, there is that sense of immediacy. I want an answer that makes me feel good, and I want it now.
Yeah. Well, and that's right. I mean, you saw the Chicago convention, right? And the thesis is joy.
Yeah.
When, you know, the history of Western civ, we all want to feel good. But, you know, the Bible makes it very clear you probably should not expect joy every day. Right? Those kids in inner city Chicago, New York, Sanford, they're not experiencing joy every day.
That's right.
Right? And so the world can be very hard and tough and brutal. And that's the moral world that all of the serious thinkers embraced, right? If you know, and the suburbia, you know, it's been nice for the past couple decades, but those are exceptional decades.
Right.
And the folks to think that's going to last forever, right? It has been remarkable because we had people that were willing to sacrifice everything in the past for the future,
right?
For their kids, but unfortunately, those days are coming to an end. And so the suburb folks, you know, better brace for reality because it's coming your way. All the, you know, you just go look at all the indicators, the trends, the defense trends, the economic trends, the social trends, the religious trends, the patriotism trends.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but they're not looking good. And we need positive people. RFK Jr. is a serious thinker.
Yes.
That gives it to you hard, but shows you how you can fix it and make it better. And so it's incumbent on Waltz and Harris to give that type of analysis. What are they proposing that fixes things, gets rid of the wars, and makes this world a better place? I have not heard it yet. I seriously have not heard anything deep coming from that camp yet.
No. Dave, I think you are spot on. I want to remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brad is joining us now, the senior vice president out at Liberty University, professor of economics forever, dean of the business school, member of Congress. What's your takeaway with the whole Mark Zuckerberg confession? Right. I personally thought it should have been a huge story. He says, yeah. The White House told us what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what we could post, what we should take down. And we're sorry. Whoops. It was like Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, we've known that for, you know, 2 years now. And he's finally fessing, right? So when we all said it, are you crazy, Dave? You're wearing your tinfoil hat and all you know, you got to learn to compromise. They're not the biggest corporations in the world. They can't do that. Well, he just told you they did, and they were told to by the White House. And so, you know, Houston, we got a problem on our hands, and it's bigger than that. It's the Mike Benz analysis that I'm referring to on that Tucker interview.
Okay.
That's just a small little piece of what's going on, right? In case people don't know, right, the U.S. has run about 60 or 70 coup d'etats. We ran one in Ukraine in 2014 and replaced the government. And then our CIA and State Department and DOD go in, and they get rid of all the opposition once we get our folks in place. You get rid of the opposing religion. You get rid of the free press. You get rid of the papers. What's-his-name's done all that, by the way, in Ukraine, in case you missed the memo on that one.
Yeah.
And so that now, the unfortunate part, I got to say, is guess what's happening now? They've learned those are called color revolutions. Those folks, after 2016, have been trying that on the home front. And they've been very successful with the same things, right? So now what did I just say? They were doing in all those coup d'etats. They come after the free press. They redefine democracy so that democracy is only that which you agree with us on. They don't want free press. They don't want free expression. They're clamping down on religion. They're putting religious people in jail. They're putting political opposition in jail. Trump's top guys are in jail now. Yeah. Trump, they can put in jail anytime. So, folks, I'm just reading off the dots.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just connecting the dots and giving you the theory of what our own folks have done in other countries. Go look it up and see if any of it's happening here right now.
It's just such disturbing stuff. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, and I want us to close on a sort of an up note.
Good.
I hate the phrase, but circle back to the CEO summit that you've got coming up at Liberty. Just remind everybody, the business leaders, obviously we have a lot of business leaders, I'm so grateful and thankful, are part of this program. What is it, and how can they be part of it?
Yeah, major Fortune 500 folks, major defense folks, China hawks, HR healthcare panels, doctors, CEOs of healthcare systems, lawyer panels. Go look it up. I don't like making it all public because the left and the media are just so unfair these days. So just email me. Go to Brat Economics on Getter, and there's an email there to contact me, and we're happy to tell you what it's all about, and I'd love to chat. Jeff. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, my friend. That is Dr. Dave Brat. Great, great guy again. He's out at Liberty University. If you're a business leader, take a look at Brat Economics over on Getter, and there are details there about the CEO Summit that's coming up in a couple of weeks in Lynchburg. In addition, if you want to get more of Dave's analysis, and you may be completely and totally on the other side politically, but you got to take a listen to what Dave's talking about these days. There's not a lot of, quote, politics, not in the traditional sense. He's bringing his PhD in economics to the game, and it's all very, very clear what you and I really should be concerned with. Now, we've got some tickets for Skynyrd at the Beach. We got my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to tell you how to make sure that your mobile is going to make it to the beach. We'll do all of that just a couple of minutes from now. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah, turn it up. 420-ish. I really could just sit back and let you play all of it, Germ. But I know we've got responsibilities here. I'd love to send you to go see Skynyrd at the Beach. I've seen the band a couple of different times now, and it's always a great show, man. You want to talk about tight, you want to talk about professional, these are the guys. So I've got a pair of tickets for you right now. Lynyrd Skynyrd, going to be out at Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater in Virginia Beach. It is September the 7th. So that's what, like next week? Two tickets. You want them? Now, I always ask people, please, before you win them, know that you can go. That it's not a disqualifier. Anybody can win them. I'm just saying, I hope that you want to go, you're able to go, you're stoked to go, because it is one heck of a concert. So, again, we'll take caller number 11 right now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Pair of tickets for Lynyrd Skynyrd at the Veterans United Home Loans Amphitheater in Virginia Beach. It's going to be September the 7th. All right. So hopefully you will get those tickets. Coming up in a couple of moments, Stan Andruski is going to be with us. Yes, I do always refer to him as my brother from another mother. Love Stan. Think the world of him. A brilliant, brilliant, brilliant guy. Knows everything about cars. And then some. Seriously. And each and every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., he is the host of the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It's going to be a big travel weekend, right? A lot of people, let's be honest, have already bugged out. Yo, yes, plenty of people have already bugged out. Because if you got a Monday off, you got a Sunday off, well, we got the Saturday off. Let's see if we can get that Friday off. So there's going to be huge amounts of traffic. You know it and I know it. Whether you're headed to the beach or elsewhere. And Stan's got a few tips for you before you take to the road. It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 433, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. The weekend looks okay. Labor Day itself, the high temp's only going to be about 80 degrees. Only. That's going to be very, very enjoyable. Now, you know what's happening? Literally, as we speak. In fact, I would dare say it probably started before we began speaking at 3. People are on the roads. People are getting ready to go on the roads. People have just realized, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be on the road. But there's going to be a lot of travel, a lot of cars in motion, and there's some things you need to be aware of. And you know what happens on Fridays. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, joins us. He is the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski, 8 a.m. on this here little radio station. And then during the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Good afternoon, Stan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And
Jeff Katz. How's my executive producer, Pixie Dust, doing today?
She is working hard, and by that I mean she is resting comfortably.
Okay, you know, I have been bitten by that animal before, that meanness, all three teeth. I have proof. So, happy Friday.
Nubs, yeah.
Happy Friday, Labor Day weekend, one of my favorite weekends of the entire year. It used to be the best when kids went back to school right after Labor Day, but we've sent them back even sooner than normal, just so we can have more time to not teach them. Anyway, I love our teachers. It's not a shot at them. I just think that they had plenty of time to teach them, you know, for, you know, the other 9 months. I'm not a big homework person either. If they can't teach me while I'm at school, I don't want to bring it home. What makes me think it's going to work there? Car stuff. Love In the Garage. Love all the calls, the questions we have. Love doing a show with you every Friday. But it is Labor Day, so you're traveling. You need to be checking your tires. Walk around your car every time, and do like Stan. Look at your tires. Do they look like they're wearing? Is there a bulge? Are they low? Do they look low? Buy yourself a good tire gauge and find out. It is harder to get it filled these days because there's not a garage on every corner like it was when we grew up.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those garages became convenience stores because it costs a lot of money to run a garage. But I will say this, you still need to have it done. All excuses aside, there are a lot of different easy ways to make sure your tire pressure's ready to go and your fluids are topped off. Now, I will say this. They said gas prices are a lot lower right now than they were this time last year. And isn't that great? I would think they'll be lower just because people have not been traveling. in August like you normally would do. And so in Central Virginia, when all the schools are going back as much as a month earlier, you got to understand vacations are ending in July now, not August. People are not traveling like they were, nor do they have the money to spend quadruple what it used to be to go on vacation the last Labor Day. So with all that being said, though, please be safe when you drive. Make sure you bring a, you know, a case of water. It's supposed to be a gallon per human being. Mm-hmm. You could get stranded. You want a case of water, some beef jerky, some baked beans, and a can opener. Stuff in case the crap ever hits the fan for a day or so, so you can live. Yeah. Granola bars, stuff like that, that you know, kind of have a good shelf life on them. So make sure you do that when you travel. And the interesting news of the week, again, is, did you know that they have this crazy thing called a hybrid, Jeff? We're going to start doing hybrids everywhere. Who knew?
Well, no, wait. So hybrid, you're telling me it's like it's a floor wax and it's a dessert topping. It's got the internal combustion engine we've all known to love for years and years and years. We've all known and loved for years. And then it's got the electric component. Gosh, who could have put those two together, Stan?
And how about this? One battery underneath my beautiful GMC Yukon Denali is about a quarter of the size of the one that is underneath, say, a Tesla. Wow. Not to pick on Tesla. It's great. And that means for one Tesla battery, if you took and cut that thing in quarter four times and put it in four different cars, you could get somewhere, especially in a smaller car, an area of 50 to 60 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
Huh. And... Wow. Still have zero emissions except for the disposal of the batteries, but you're cutting the batteries in a quarter, so you're not using as much. So remember, cars have been zero emissions really in this country since about early 2000. So they have been zero emissions. We don't have; they're not putting out much exhaust, if any, at all into the atmosphere. So the hybrids have always been good because we can do what we want. Mm-hmm. And we can go 60 miles without having to per gallon without having to fill up, maybe 600, 700 miles, 1,000 on a tank instead of 200 or 300. So, but just know, you and I said a long time ago, well, we already have a really good solution to this, and it's hybrids about 10 years ago. But they're making it like it's the new latest greatest thing. So, Toyota's full hybrid. I think Ford's going back to hybrids. Funny.
It is so bizarre, and again, there are all these positives. The problem, if we're going to be honest about it, Stan, the problem is that it doesn't necessarily fit a particular political agenda. And I know we don't get political about the cars, but that's the reality why the hybrids got pushed to the side.
Yeah, nobody's political until they drag you in. That's the unfortunate part, right?
Yep.
I hate politics. Yeah. I don't even really like religion. I like my Savior, Jesus Christ. I like a relationship with him. The religion kind of can mess it all up. The politics kind of mess up people. You know, they give us the four or five things that everybody in the country disagrees on and makes it sound like all of us disagree on these things.
Yeah.
It's not true. 95% of what we talk about on a Friday night and have been for the last 100 years hasn't changed. Like, do you like pizza? Yeah, I like pizza. Do you like a nice cocktail after... in the garage interview with Stan on your back porch in Hanover? Yes, I do. Do you like your kids to be successful? Yes. Do you like the American dream? Everybody used to say yes.
So
in the garage will be great. You guys, please be safe. Again, check all your fluids. If you don't know how, get on the internet, get on in the garage, send me messages. Let's get your fluids all checked, and mainly above all, your tire pressure. When you're driving down the road and the condition of your tires, if you're not sure, bring it to a garage, bring it to a shop, and get it checked out.
All right. Well, listen, I love it, man. I know you joined me in wishing everybody safe travels, and we will chat with you very, very soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Love you, Virginia.
There you go. That is Stan Andruski tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski. Make sure that you are listening for that. And Stan's advice is really... Well, it's sage-like. Everybody jumps in the car. We're ready to go. And the reality, and this is a good reality, is in the time since you and I watched our parents jump in the car and say, hey, let's go for a ride, the cars have gotten better. The quality of the cars has gotten better. The equipment in the car has gotten more advanced and a little more complicated. It's not like it used to be where you could just open the hood and pull that and you're done. Okay. So before, in fact, you are jumping in the car and saying, well, gasoline is down. Right now, my official station, Wawa, routes 1 and 54 in Ashland, the center of the universe. As you know, I always use that as my benchmark. Why? Because when we moved to this little town, that was one of the first things I saw. And I love Wawa. So I looked at that, and I knew what the gasoline prices were. And I look at it now, and I know that they are double. So we can make the argument, hey, they're down from where they were a couple of months ago. Okay. But it's a little bit like that presidential election. It really is a little bit like the vice president saying, oh, I brought down inflation. And you think, well, when exactly did you do that? Because so far as I can tell, everything is more expensive. And yet she still wants to take credit for this imaginary drop. But I suppose if you sort of cook the books and you run the numbers and you're doing a big dog and pony show, you can make that argument. Well, gasoline, Jeff, which is $3.27 today, why, did you know that last week it was $3.29? I did, as a matter of fact. But okay, is that how we're going to handle it? Because it's okay if we are. Then could I remind you that when I moved here, we've only been in this house a little more than 4 years. It was $1.60. So it's double. It is two times the price that it was. And by the way, as I pass that Wawa and I've got to fill up with the more expensive gasoline, I don't go as many places. I don't fill up as often. There are actually fewer people this year traveling, which is part of the reason that the gas prices have come down. We've got a real choice here. And, you know, I got a lot of things that I want us to talk about. There are a lot of fun things that I want us to talk about. My gosh, it's Friday. We've got a long weekend. But there are some serious things in play right now. Really serious things. You're getting burned out on politics as I am. I hate politics. I talk about it when I need to. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I have no interest in running for office. None. I don't want to be elected to anything. I got a million different boards and committees that I serve on. And I'm getting ready to dial back on that. Well, just because I've seen that for a lot of the committees and boards that I'm on, the requirements are the same. I always get hit up. Hey, could you donate some money? Hey, could you help us raise some money? And they're all good causes. Make no mistake, I'm not on anything that is not a good cause. But there comes a point, or at least it's come to a point for me, where I don't think I can ask people again for money, even though it's for a great cause. So I'm just going to dial that back a little bit. And fortunately, there are other people who are ready to go. Run for office? No, not interested in that. Serve in very important roles if asked? Yes. I had a friend of mine tell me the other day, because I've been sort of spitballing some ideas and things that I want to do and talking about Harry and what he's involved with. And he said, well, you know, just remember when you're talking about government, you're talking about government. And it was sort of like a wink and a nod, you know. Stuff doesn't happen fast. Good things can happen, but it doesn't happen fast for the most part. The first thing that you and I need to do as we turn our attention towards this election, remember, we are going to start voting in Virginia, what, 2 weeks? We don't have a voting day. We have a voting season. So in 2 weeks, some are going to start going to the county registrar, the clerk's office, going to vote. Might have the mail-in ballot. Remember, that was the big thing. We had Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears was on a couple of months ago. Now, we probably should get her back. But she was talking about that. She had changed everything to the ballot that's going to be mailed to her house. Fair enough. And then we're going to have to deal with whatever the situation is. This is why I am beginning to believe, especially after watching the CNN television show last night, I am beginning to believe some of the buzz that I have heard for a while. That the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz thing, it's not about winning the White House. That the Democrats have come to the realization, amongst themselves, is what I was told, that they're going to lose the White House. However, Joe Biden was also going to cost them the Senate and was going to cost them a whole slew of seats in Congress. So they come up with this idea. They throw the vice president out there. Remember, it's not 5 weeks ago where we were reading stories about how she is the least popular vice president in history. But now all of a sudden she's this grand savior of the nation. But the Democrats said, look, we'll put her up. She's not going to win. Not going to win. But she's not going to cost us the Senate. Now, I still think that whole Senate thing is very much in play, right? You've got Joe Manchin from West Virginia is done. He will be replaced by a Republican. John Tester in Montana, I think he's toast. I really do. I think that seat goes Republican. The House, I don't know. I mean, you got stuff going on in Congress, man. You got some guys that could really screw up a one-car parade, that's for sure. But we'll see. We'll see. We have to get through it. We do. We have to get through it. It is 4:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon, and we're headed into Labor Day. It's going to be a long weekend for a lot of us. Is President Trump speaking right now?
That is tough. And it said, if you touch a monument, if you touch it, even touch it against the will of authority, if you take it down, but if you even touch it, you go to jail for 10 years. And there's no 9 years and 5 months, it's 10 years. And so I signed it, I took it out, it was dusty. It was old and dusty. Hadn't been used in 78 years, I think they said.
Wow.
And I signed it, I announced it, and I watched about 10,000 asses I could watch from the back as they left town. They were all gone.
Wow.
I knew there was a problem when they started ripping down a statue of Abraham Lincoln. I said, they're going to take down the statue of Lincoln? I don't think so. We're not going to let that happen. And we've got to be tough, because if you see what's happening in Aurora, Colorado today, did you see that? Where Venezuelan gang members have taken over parts of the city. They've taken over apartment houses.
Yep.
Because these stupid people that we have leading our country are allowing these people, these criminals, to come and to come into our country. And we're going to get them the hell out of here.
Good.
And this is just the beginning. Wait till
Excellent.
You see what happens.
Excellent.
Wait till you see what they're doing.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who's going to move into the White House, into the Oval Office, and say, we're going to make America great again. And since we now have the vice president who is, well, apparently copying all the stuff that the former president has to say, I'll take the original. I don't need version 2.0. I think the guy who told us first, I'm going to make America great again, is the guy that I am going to support as I try to make America great again. I listen to him and I think, well, I agree with you. And I don't know what else I have to say. I don't know what you have to say on that. Do you not listen to him and say, oh my gosh, yes, exactly. Why are we tearing down statues? This is what the Taliban did in Afghanistan. This is what every terrible dictatorial government fanatics do. They tear down statues. They destroy paintings. Why? Well, no history before we came along. That's the mindset. Well, we don't like what somebody did. Okay, I got it. Were we not the center of that for decades? Monument Avenue, man, was the kickoff point for all of these discussions in the past. Well, you know, it used to be the capital of the Confederacy. That's true. They have statues that are saluting the Confederates. That's not actually true. They have statues, monuments along Monument Avenue that are saluting some of the men who were part of the Confederacy. And we could absolutely positively expand on the writings and the descriptions. And in fact, Monument Avenue has so much space, that's available, we could put up a few more monuments. We could have an app right on your phone when you come to town. And here's what's going to happen, or what used to happen. Hey, Jeff, can I see that street with all those second place trophies? Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I know. I've never heard that before. You sure can. And then you drive down Monument Avenue. Oh, there's a couple of chuckles, a couple more jokes. And then after you start exploring who's really there, who used to be there, what it meant, and you go, oh my gosh, we should have a discussion, shouldn't we? We should actually think about what happened, how terrible it was that there were human beings who owned human beings. But we should also talk about the other parts of this. We should talk about those guys on those statues and who they were and what they did and why they're there. Why are they facing in different directions? Instead, we just tore it all down. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.